When Jazz's letter came in the mail, I was so elated I forgot I had no hand. Oh, thank heavens, I cried, reaching for the battered envelope in the postman's grasp. I've been waiting for this for over a... I trailed off, my eyes locked on the postman's horrified face, and his eyes locked on my wrist. Yet it was not the poor quality of my gray gown's lace sleeve that prompted his expression, but rather the bandaged stump poking out from beneath. I yanked back my wrist, and the postman's face erupted in red.
Pardon me, miss.
He thrust the letter at me. Of course, I squeaked, snatching the letter with my left hand. Then I bolted from the post office into the Philadelphia Morning. Holding the hard-earned letter like a visor against the sun, I strode into the bustling Chestnut Avenue traffic. The road's cobbles were layered in a sticky, dried mud from yesterday's rain. It clung to my boot heels as I crossed into the rattling carriages, clopping horses and distracted pedestrians. As I passed by shop after shop with their giant signs overshadowing the offices wedged between, I cursed myself for my stupidity. Almost 3 months with no hand, and one would think I would remember. The empty wrist ached all the time, itching in the night as if my fingers were still attached, reminding me constantly of how much more than a hand I'd lost. If not for that wretched injury, maybe I could put all the summer's horrors behind me. Maybe I could push through each day instead of barely keeping my head above the darkness. It always hovered there, threatening to drown me in memories of Elijah, and Clarence, and Mama. But it was not to be. Just as my hand would never return, this grief would never leave. Life and death did not work that way. Though sometimes, if I squinted hard enough, I fancied I could see a blue sparkle of spiritual energy, as if the ghost of my hand wanted me back as much as I wanted it. What with all the flickers and flashes of spirits I'd started seeing in the past few months, it wouldn't have surprised me to learn that I was actually seeing the ghostly remnants of my hand. As my brother, Elijah, had told me, if he had necromantic powers, then whether I wanted them or not, I did too. I dabbed at my brow with my sleeve. Summer might have been fading into fall, and the thunderstorms with it, yet the heat seemed determined to stay. The usual breeze carried from the Delaware River was missing, and I wished, not for the first time, that I hadn't left my parasol at home. The annoyance of holding it in my clumsy left hand was nothing compared to the sweat oozing down my back and beneath my bonnet. I spared a glance at the envelope, and my breath caught. In Jazz's meticulous print, it read, Paris. Paris! I hadn't heard from Jazz in more than a month, and the spirit hunters had been in Chicago then. I'd hounded the post office every day since, desperate for some message that would tell me where they were, in hopes that I could join them. But no word had come. Until today. Heavens, if only I could go to Paris. Leave Philadelphia so far behind the past could never, ever catch up to me. I scampered out of a buggy's path and onto the opposite walkway, where I found the welcome shade of a storefront. It was Mrs. Binder's trimming store, where Mama and I had once bought sewing supplies. With no concern for propriety, I clasped the envelope in my teeth and used my left hand to rip it open. And for the first time in ages, my heart actually lifted. And blazes, it felt good.
Eleanor, of all places the dead would bring us, I never thought it would be Paris. This city is the strangest place I have ever seen. One minute people are screaming over the dead, or les morts, as they call them, and then the next minute they're sipping their champagne and laughing at the latest scandal. Daniel calls them mercurial. I call them annoying.
I snorted. I could just imagine Jazz's scowl as she declared the Parisians all manner of undeserved foul things.
But it's not just the Parisians who are strange. The dead are bizarre, too. Not only are they walking corpses, but they're recently dead. Murdered.